I had imagined that moment hundreds of times, so much so in my mind we had already played together again and again. I was barely able to believe the vision in front of me, the one that had filled my every desire, my every need, and fueled my imagination to breaking point. There you were in the flesh, standing in front of me. My heart pounded and I felt my rampant desire grow as I breathed in your energy and desire. We had not even touched yet. I knew exactly what I needed, exactly what I wanted. I leant in to kiss you, wrapping my arms around your neck and stroking your hair. I felt myself melt on the spot as I breathed in your scent. I kissed you hard with my tongue, getting a taste of what was to come later. It wasn't long before my hand moved swiftly down to your ass. My body was reacting to you in all the right ways. It was all I dreamed of and all I desired, but I wanted to relish every second we had. It took everything in me to stop myself. I reluctantly moved my hands away and stopped kissing you. Your eyes glimmered with lust as I took a few steps back and spoke in a commanding tone. Take all of your clothes off. You whipped off your t-shirt and quickly began undoing your belt before I interrupted. Slow down. I want to watch you slowly reveal that body of yours. Slowing your movements down, you eased the belt delicately off your waist and threw it to the floor. Next, you unzipped your jeans painfully slowly. You eased them down bit by bit, never taking your eyes off me. I watched and waited, holding my breath. Your cock throbbed through your boxers and I licked my lips greedily. Good boy, so hard for me already. Take them off. I watched as you took your boxers off, delighted by the sight of your full and hard cock springing out. I felt myself gush in response. Oh, look at you. You are leaking already, you dirty boy. I bet you'd like some help cleaning that up, wouldn't you? I tried my best to hide my desire with a coy smile, barely able to keep my composure. Your cock twitched at my words and you exhaled, gently whispering, "Yes, please." Still fully clothed, I walked over to you and slowly brushed my hands against your thighs, sliding them onto your chest and pushing you hard into the bed. Your eyes grew wild with excitement as I climbed on top of you. I leant forwards as though to kiss you. Instead, my hand grabbed yours and lifted it upwards, tying you to the bed. Your breathing became erratic as I tied the other one. I moved backwards and stepped off the bed, admiring my prey. Slowly, I caressed my sides with both hands, brushing the material on my short dress and stroking my breasts. I gently lifted up the dress with one hand and with the other, rubbed over my black lace knickers. I kept rubbing, my panties getting more wet the longer I touched and the longer you watched. I never took my eyes off you. Your breathing was getting heavier and your cock throbbed uncontrollably. I slid my fingers into my knickers and played with my clit, gasping lightly as I felt my fingers brushing against my wet lips. I slipped my hand out and glided a finger into my mouth, sucking on it gently. A soft moan left your mouth as you clearly enjoyed the show. I slipped the straps off my dress and let it drop to the floor. My breast stood pert, braless, and free. "Fuck," he cried out. I watched as she pulled helplessly against the ropes. I walked towards the bed. "I know. You have been fantasizing about this body. This body, this skin touching yours." As I said these words, I walked alongside the bed, gently stroking your arm. Your cock twitched and leaped more, reacting to my voice and my touch. I continued to stroke your body gently as I spoke. "Well, let me tell you, I have been fantasizing about your body, about what I want to do with it. You're about to find out." My hand stopped at your thigh, inches away from your cock. I whispered, "I want you to relax. Let me take care of you." You allowed your head to drop back for a moment. "That's it. Get comfortable. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere." "Neither are you," I chuckled to myself. "Ready? Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Perfect. Now, open your eyes." I was on my knees, in between your legs, staring at you. "I'm going to look after you. Treat you like you deserve to be treated. I'm going to treat you like you're a fucking god." Your cock throbbed in response to my words. "I'm going to worship your cock. I love your cock. I want your cock. I need your cock. I'm going to stroke, tease, kiss, lick, and taste every part of your delicious cock. I'm going to eat your dick like it's never been eaten before." I grinned as I read the expression of lust on your face. "Oh, you like the sound of that, do you? Look at it, throbbing already. Good boy, I think you're ready. You're definitely ready, aren't you? Yes." You nod your head furiously and manage a whisper. "Please." "Oh, are you begging me to touch you like this? Let me touch it. Feel how hard it is. Oh, baby, it feels so good. So hard. Look, you're leaking again. Here. I'm going to stroke you gently." My face was up close to your cock, watching you as I stroked my hand up and down gently. I wonder how your pre-cum tastes. Do you want me to lick it? Look how desperate you are for me. I'm going to lick the tip gently, just like this." I stuck my tongue out and gently licked a strand of pre-cum dripped from your tip to my lips. I licked my lips hungrily. "You taste good, baby. I'm going to lick your tip for a moment with my tongue. You like that, don't you?" I could see just how much you like it from your squirming and moaning. Continued licking in this way, enjoying watching you writhe and pant in delight as I worked on you. "I'm going to stroke your balls too, ever so gently. Wow, they feel good. I think I'm going to have a little taste of those too." I started with a long lick, the base, my tongue, long, slow, and teasing. One, then another, and another. I couldn't get enough. Yummy. Now let me get back to that exquisite cock of yours. I want you to watch as I lick up and down your shaft. I want to get your cock nice and wet. I move my tongue up and down slowly, back up the tip and down again, over and over, again and again. You growl and gasp with every lick, pulling on the ropes, desperately wanting to touch me. Look at you squirming. I don't think I can wait much longer. I'm going to have to devour your dick soon. You do realise my little cunt is dripping wet for you. But it will have to wait, as all I need right now is to suck your cock. You watched, breathless in anticipation. Are you ready? I'm going to take you in my mouth now, very slowly. I want to cover your cock in my saliva so it's nice and wet. You gasped as I slid my mouth onto your tip and pushed my mouth slowly down, sucking gently and rotating my tongue down your shaft as I did. I pulled up and released your throbbing cock so I could take a good look at it. Oh, baby. I love your cock. It tastes so good. Let me taste some more. I'm going to go a little faster now. I want to suck your cock real good for you. I want you to come on my face. Make a mess of me, baby. Make a mess of my pretty face. Ready? You barely manage a nod as you watch me lower my mouth onto your throbbing, soaking wet. I moaned as I moved my head faster and harder up and down. I had pre-cum spit all over my face. Your cock was dripping. I kept going and going until I felt that familiar build-up. Oh yes, are you going to come soon, baby? Come. Come for me. Cover my face. Shoot it in my mouth. I want to taste you. I watched eagerly, my mouth ajar as you shot. You'll come all over me. That's right. Fuck, you taste good. I swallowed a little and used your tip to smother my face with your delicious cum. My pretty little face looks good covered in your cum, doesn't it? I blinked at you, innocently, my face smothered in wetness. I knelt upon the bed. Let me show you something. I moved my panties to the side, revealing my dripping, wet pussy. That's right. I want you to see just how wet my little cunt is. That's what sucking your cock does to me. Look at it. So fucking wet. I bet you would love to know how your cock feels buried deep inside it. You stared and groaned at the sight before you. Lips swollen, pussy soaking. I moved in to kiss you with a smirk on my face, whispering in your ear. But that's for another time.